Hey y'all, Marseille Martin here with a little Tampax story. One time I went on vacation in the Bahamas with some friends, and of course I got my period. I didn't want anything to stop me from living my best life on my trip, so I was like, why not be brave and try Tampax? Before that, I really just thought tampons were for adults, and I definitely thought they'd be uncomfortable. Guess what, y'all? They really aren't. It might take a few tries, but once it's in right, you shouldn't feel it, which is great. For a better way to period, just add Tampax.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
See, life isn't so bad.
Sky's blue, it's not falling.
Look at that. Look at what's behind
it's
us
not
here.
Falling.
Look at this. Just gorgeous, most beautiful urban landscape on planet Earth, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Dale, the world did not end.
It did not end. The Steelers got a win, beating the Denver Broncos 27-19. Got a little dicey at the end, but they found a way to win. And, you know, really, if you look at it, this was kind of the recipe that they had coming into this season. The offense and defense played off of each other well for the first three quarters of the game. They got a little nicked up toward the end there, and things got a little dicey. But, you know, it was a good team victory. They actually ran the football.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about recipe, I really like that terminology, because if you go back to what was expected of the offense specifically, it was not just going to be, well, we're going to run the ball, because you don't wave a magic wand and run the ball. There's a lot of different things that have to go into it. You have to throw the ball deep. Threw the ball deep. What a concept. You have to throw the ball over the middle. Eventually got around to that. You have to block, and you have to be physical. And look at where the Steelers' runs were. Like this.
Straight ahead. Yeah, and that's the kind of runner that Najee Harris is. I mean, he's not... Yes, he can make a cut and get yardage out of nothing, but he's a power runner. He's a 6'2", 230, 240-pound running back. Let him just burrow in there and fall forward for yardage. That's what they did. Ben Roethlisberger talked about how Matt Canada had challenged the offensive line going into this week that, hey, you guys, we need to do a better job here of opening some holes up, let this kid run. They did that. You know, it's just really... It really played off of each other well. They protected well. They ran the ball well from the get-go, and they continued. Roethlisberger also saying that a lot of those runs that they had were RPOs. I could have thrown the football in those situations, but they made a concerted effort and a conscious effort to run the football.
Including the quarterback.
Yes.
Including
everybody
the quarterback.
Bought in.
And when you talk about the process of what went into this week, you know, Ben mentioned what he mentioned to you. I was over in the next room. Najee Harris said, you're not going to believe this. Najee Harris actually sat in the offensive lineman's classroom settings because he wanted not only to be there to hear what they're hearing, but he wanted and was asked to offer his own insight. They're showing a film and he said, well, what do you want to do, Najee? Instead of just prescribing it for him, let the players. What ends up happening, Dale, look, it's a young team. It's an extraordinarily young offensive line. But they then, in a way, carve their own identity.
You're
because
right.
Now they went out on that field and did the job. So now they can walk into the classroom next time a little bit like,
hey, that worked.
Hey,
what we just did
look
worked.
At us.
Yeah, how about that?
That won't mean anything if they don't do it again next Sunday
well,
night.
Well, they play the Seattle Seahawks next week. And I know everybody's talking about the quarterback situation with the Seahawks, and rightfully so. Russell Wilson not going to play. Seattle's defense, oh, my God. The worst. They're on pace right now to have the worst defense in the history of the game. If the Steelers can't replicate what they did today next week, shame on them.
Yeah, I was going to say, if if the Steelers perform offensively the way they did the previous 3 weeks here, then it's just going to be a...
But we've seen the steps. We've seen the
That's
steps
That's the most important thing. When you're talking about the offensive line and the offense, Dale, I feel like more than anything, again, Najee did one of these, like, told you so, wagging his finger with us afterward. He was like, because I know y'all killing him. You're all killing him every week. And I'm like, I'm raising my hand. Yeah, that's me.
And rightfully so.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
But we have also seen and acknowledged that, especially in Green Bay, you saw a step. Nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody wanted to hear about it. It sounded like excuse making and whatever else here. But it was real. He had 62 yards in Green Bay. And they were like this. Yeah. They were up the middle. They were
consistent.
Authoritative
four,
running
five,
of
six.
The football. Yeah. And it was a lot of four, fives, and six. Although, I have to share with everybody, when Najee made the one juke on the outside and cut inside the thing, Dale sit next to me in a press box and he goes, ooh, that was Lev Bell right there.
It was.
It was really good.
He was patient. He waited. He put his foot in the ground and then he cut it up inside. It was very much reminiscent of Le'Veon Bell. Not that Najee Harris is Le'Veon Bell or even has that style, but that run in particular was very Lev Bell. Like, I saw that for years out of him. You know, it's a good sign. And, you know, I know everybody's been killing Chukwuemeka for. He shut out Von Miller.
He did. Again. He also had 900 false starts today.
But he was playing Von Miller.
He was playing Von Miller, and that's understood. When we come back, the defense, it's a little bit of a mixed bag here.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Steelers Today. He's Dale Lally. I'm Dan Kovacevic. And the Steelers beat the Denver Broncos 27-19. And they beat them pretty much on the last snap that Denver took. Actually, not pretty much. That is when they beat them.
Well, I mean, that's the way NFL games are like that. You know, you see teams do nothing for an entire game, and then all of a sudden they go into... The Steelers have done that the last few weeks.
There'd be no use for red zone.
Right.
You know, there'd be no red zone channel if games like this didn't happen.
I mean, it really, if you look at it, was that game any more different than, you know, the Steelers game against the Raiders or the Steelers game against... Cincinnati, weeks. You know, the Steelers get the ball, they're down a score, they get a drive together and they fail. In that situation, Denver did the same thing. That's the way the league is set up to be, kind of. That being said, you know, they did give up some stuff in the fourth quarter there.
Yeah, you don't want to get the top blown off. That's something that's been discussed with the Raiders game, with the Bengals game. It kind of went away with Green Bay because they really, like, stayed way back on Aaron Rodgers, but here it was again.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Denver was going after James Pierre and going after him a lot. He did have a couple of big plays in this game. That tackle down by the goal line of Javonte Williams has saved a touchdown and
huge play.
Saved them 4 points. Obviously the interception there. He also almost had another interception there earlier where he batted the ball away. That, you know, if they score there, maybe there's, again, they might still be playing for all we know. So, you know, a mixed bag of tricks there for a young cornerback. I asked Mike Tomlin about that, and he said, look, that's, you know, what you're going to go through as a young cornerback. You're going to be tested. Teams are going to go after you. How do you respond to those kind of things?
And how he responded, specifically how James Pierre responded when he was asked whether or not he thought the Broncos would be coming on him at that, or coming after him at that last play, is priceless.
I knew that was coming at me. I got beat. I knew that was coming at me again.
How did you manage to pull off?
Do what a coach asked me to do on the phone. Just listen to my coach. That's basically what I do. Listen to my coach. Keep my eyes on my work. And that's what I did. Kept my eyes on my work. And then two steps at the receiver and just looked back for the ball. And I caught the pick. Out of body experience, but it was crazy.
And you know what, Dale? He made the play. He did what Joe Haden and Terrell Austin recommended to him. He followed their instructions explicitly. Take two steps with your guy, look back for the ball. He did. Two steps with the guy, look back for the ball.
Bridgewater's, you know it's coming.
And Bridgewater's pass wasn't necessarily where it needed to be. And, you know, we don't cover the Denver Broncos, so we don't care. But you had mentioned, again, in the press box as this was happening, that maybe someone on the Denver sideline should have entertained a run at some point down there.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers were obviously looking past the entire time on that final drive.
It's you're 3 yards away.
Even
man.
On second and, I think it was second and goal from the 9, you had over a minute left or right around a minute left.
Yeah, there was time. They didn't have timeouts, but they had time.
There was time there to maybe run the football at least once. You might have caught the Steelers not napping, but looking for the pass there. They didn't do it. They kept throwing, and they didn't win.
No, they didn't. But the defense, the Steelers' defense did. And I'd like to think that before, you know, Devin Bush went down with the injury, that you started to see some of what this defense should look like.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of stops in this game. I know everybody's killing them. They couldn't stop the Broncos at the end. Again, that's the way the league is set up for this to happen. Nobody turned their TVs off, did they? They all kept watching because, you know, these games go down to one score. I just think, you know, when you look at this, Denver max protected like crazy. They weren't sending Noah Fant out all that often. A lot of times he was in there chipping on T.J. Watt or doing those kind of things. That's a win for the Steelers, honestly, because if Fant's, you know, in there blocking, he's not down the field catching passes.
Yeah, that was a big deal, especially since Tomlin talked up Fant earlier in the week and said what a weapon he is. And, you know, I can tell you that TJ after this game had this, like, partially frustrated look on his face because, look, he knows they won the game, and that's a good thing. But TJ doesn't like not getting to the quarterback.
And it's not just him, but we still need to see Alex Highsmith get there. You still need to see Melvin Ingram get there. If TJ Watt's going to draw that kind of just attention on week to week, which is what is going to happen to him, the other guys have to get home. Henry Mondu had one of their sacks today.
Henry played well, though. It wasn't
Mondo's
just
a sack. Mondo's just a pawn in the game of life.
He's a guy.
But, man, he got there. He shot through and got – good for him. He got his first career sack. They had another one erased. Isaiah Loudermilk got there. So if they're going to pay that much attention to some of these – you know, some of the stars on this defense, those are the kind of guys that have to make plays. We saw that today even though Loudermilk's got erased by a penalty.
And we've done offense. We've done defense. We haven't done special teams. And I feel obligated, Dale, to take this moment – to recognize that Chris Boswell's
cash
really,
money.
I mean, this guy, I don't know that he gets sufficient love in this city. I really don't. I mean, you're now seeing the offense set up for 52-yard field goals. In other words, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't worry about an extra 8-9 yards. They just say, heck, we're already in. We're inside 55 or whatever. He's just going to hit it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been just rock solid since that bad 2018 season. Good for them for sticking with him.
Yes.
You know, you saw the Cincinnati Bengals today lose a game. They had a chance to win it in overtime from 49 yards against the Green Bay Packers, and they missed it.
Mason Crosby hit his also from 49 yards.
You think Chris Boswell misses that field goal?
No, he does not.
No, he does not.
Thanks for watching, everybody.